This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems. We hope you enjoy today's offering for Poem a Day, unarchived from the public domain, and presented by the Academy of American Poets.
The Coming of Night by Skipwith Cannell. In the City. The sun is near set, and the tall buildings become teeth, tearing bloodily at the sky's throat. The blank wall by my window becomes night sky over the marches, when there is no moon and no wind, and little fishes splash in the pools. I had lit my candle to make a song for you, but I have forgotten it, for I am very tired, and the candle, a yellow moth, flutters deep in my brain. My song was about a foreign lady who was beautiful and sad, who was forsaken and who died 1,000 years ago. But the cracked cup at my elbow with dregs of tea in it fixes my tired thought more surely than the song I made for you and forgot that I might give you this. I am tired. I am so tired that my soul is a great plain made desolate, and the beating of a million hearts is but the whisper of night winds blowing across it. About this poem, The Coming of Night appears in Others, an anthology of the new verse, edited by Alfred Cramorg and published in 1917. Skipwith Cannell's poetry is anthologized alongside that of Mary Carolyn Davies, Jeanne d'Orge, T.S. Eliot, Marianne Moore, and others. His work has also been anthologized alongside that of Amy Lowell, William Carlos Williams, and Ezra Pound, and the first anthology of Imagist Poets, published in 1914, Des Imagistes, an anthology, edited by Pound. In the spring of 1957, the Kenyon Review published Imagism and Poetesis by British poet and essayist Al Alvarez, in which he wrote, quote, "Literary historians often play the game of coincidences. They point out how the great outbursts of Elizabethan talent followed the defeat of the Spanish Armada, how the Romantic movement followed the French Revolution, and so on. Yet, so far as I know, no one has yet remarked on how the rise of the Imagist movement in England at least coincided with the enfranchisement of women. Only at this decent remove have we the high knowledge to see that it was, in fact, no coincidence, for Imagism was the first full-scale feminist movement in poetry."
Poem a Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem a Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.